You guys think Anthony's been huddled in a ball in the corner, mm-hmm. weeping?
Yeah.
During that whole song?
Listening to a really sad song, yeah. like True Colors or something.
Anthony, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Oh, God, I feel so bad.
My heart was beating so fast in that last song. It was just...
If anybody's just tuning in for the Second Date Update, Anthony called us about a girl named Trisha that he went out on a date with. The first person he's been out with in how long, Anthony?
Well, since my girlfriend and I broke up a year ago.
Okay.
And his first real adult date, period.
Yeah.
You've never dated before.
He met her in high school. They dated for a long time.
Can I give you some advice, Anthony?
Okay.
Anthony, are you for real freaking out this much?
I just haven't dated a whole lot. I knew she was special. Everything about her was so right.
You gotta try to pull yourself together a little bit.
Pull yourself together, Anthony. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you? It is one date, and this does not sound attractive.
I am
sorry. He needs a little tough love right now. Anthony, I want you to stand up straight, pull your shoulders back, and get ready to do this like a man.
Okay.
You never know. Anthony could have met the love of your life that night. This is very important, Anthony.
Okay, Jubal.
What?
We just went through a whole power him up thing.
I know, but I just want to let him know how important this thing is, and he should be very nervous.
Stop, no.
I am nervous.
I know, Anthony.
I
know. You're an emotional dude. I get it. But put your phone on mute if you start to like hyperventilate or cry.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Anthony, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, just want to make sure you didn't pass out.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Trisha.
This is she.
Hey, Trisha, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
You recently went out with a friend of mine.
I did?
Yeah. His name is Anthony. You remember going out with a guy named Anthony?
I do. How's he? Wait. Okay, you're on the radio and he's your friend.
I'm on the radio, so I have lots of friends.
Oh, God.
And Anthony happens to be one of them.
Okay.
And he said that he really enjoyed the date with you and thought that you guys were going to go out again, but you haven't called him back or responded to any of his messages or voicemails or any of that. So I wanted to call you and ask if he did something wrong on the date.
That's just weird that he's having you call for him, but... He did have a really great time on the date. That's true.
He did? Did you not have a good time then?
I mean, I had a good time, but I think that Anthony had a really good time. Like,
was he just too eager on the date?
Well, it wasn't really on the date. It was afterwards.
What do you mean?
He tweeted like 5 times about our date within like 2 hours.
Oh.
So
what?
He went back after your date and just started tweeting about it?
Yeah, he was like, he tweeted, "Lonely no more, most amazing date of my life."
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is horrible.
Wait, it gets better. It was like, "Is this what love really feels like?" With exclamation points and question marks.
Are you scared at this point, Trisha?
I mean... Yeah, especially, okay, how about this one? At last, my love has come. And he then, in parentheses, put Etta James.
No!
Oh, no!
Oh, no, really? He's quoting Etta James on his Twitter feed.
No!
Yes!
Trisha?
Yeah?
I should also let you know that Anthony is currently on the other line right now, listening to this conversation.
Are you serious?
Hi.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry if it creeped you out a little bit. I mean, I was just trying to make a really nice evening for you. And
this is so awkward. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were having fun.
Okay, well, the date was very nice. You took me out on a very nice date, and it was fun. But seriously, Anthony, you tweeted, "Oh, my God, freaking out. I think I hear church bells."
Oh, isn't that a romantic thing to say? I mean, isn't that what every...
Yeah, we were together for like 3 years.
The right guy and getting together and living happily ever after.
Are you crying?
No.
Oh my God, this is a joke, right? There's no way you're crying right now.
So,
I think he has allergies. I think that's what it is. Trisha, Anthony's an emotional guy.
Anthony needs therapy.
Amen. I am sorry.
No, Trisha, Anthony, let me help you out a little bit. Trisha, if you didn't know, Anthony just got out of a long relationship with his high school sweetheart. You're the first girl he's been on a date with since high school.
Dude, be single for a while. Seriously, there are so many great things about being single. Like, go experience life a little bit before you tie yourself into a relationship.
Yes, Anthony, it's okay to be single and experience things by yourself. It's actually a very fun time. You can do it.
Okay.
Anthony, you need to really, like, dating is hard and it's going to hurt, but you need to find some confidence, dude. What do you like about yourself?
I think I'm charming and I'm good looking. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Trish thought you were good looking, didn't you?
Yes, he's very attractive.
See, she thinks you're good looking.
Okay.
Now, Trish, if you could give one piece of advice to Anthony, what would it be?
Yeah, stop crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the date was really sweet. And I think that maybe if he just, the charming part of it all was very nice. But the clinginess and the, like, just all of a sudden feeling like you were owned by, I mean, like, I don't know. He needs to baby step it. Baby step.
Okay. That's good advice.
Anthony, you'd like to go out with Trisha again, right?
Yeah, I would. Very much.
Oh, look at
that. Do you think you can hold it together and not be too clingy?
Yes. Yes, I'll work on that. I'll be good at that.
At this point, I would like to ask you if you'd like to go on a second date with Anthony.
Hey.
Trisha, do you want to give him another shot? We will send you guys out. We'll pay for it if you go out with Anthony one more time.
I think I'd rather set him up with one of my friends.
A friend that you dislike, or what?
If I go out with him again and this happens, then it is going to cost me something because now I'm going to be the mean girl, and yeah. I don't want to be the mean girl. Yeah. And I just feel like he needs a little bit more time to be single.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Sorry, Anthony, but you got your answer, and now you know.
Okay.
Maybe take some time to yourself, especially if you haven't dated in a while. The first girl that you go out with, you'll like fall for her because you'll think that she's awesome because she's something different than what you've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
But but you need to kind of like check your emotions a little bit.
You mean I should like not share like all of myself right away?
No, definitely don't. Wait till like the third date for the crying.
Dude. I was going to say the third year.
Okay, guys, thanks for trying.
Do like everybody else and save the tears for the bedroom.
Okay.